Like to say good afternoon to you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. I bid you welcome to the BB King Show. For your audible ecstasy, the BB King Group. With Ray Lewis and Fox.
Thank you.
The BB King Group. Gentlemen.
Thank you. very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. And now, with pride and pleasure, I present to you that virtuoso of the blues, Mr. B.B.
Ain't nobody crying. Give them back. I've been down on it, baby.
happy since the day we met. Nothing but the blues. Baby, how blue can you?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. You're so good to us. We appreciate it. I'd like to thank you for stopping out to be with us this evening. Thank you so very much for coming out. I can think of so many other places and you might have decided to go and so many other things you might be doing, but you came out to be with us tonight and, I mean, this evening. We really appreciate it. Thank you. Oh, you're so kind. Thank you so much. I would like you to meet all the members of the group. You've met a couple, but I'd like you to meet them all, starting at my left at the keyboard, Mrs. Carrier's youngest son, Eugene Carrier. Thank you. Thanks so much. Thank you. On guitar is the fabulous Warren. You'll be hearing more from him on the second half of the show. The fabulous Warren, Leon Warren, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. On the bass, ladies and gentlemen, another one of the Jacksons. This time it's Russell. How about it for Russell Jackson on the bass? Russell Jackson. Thanks so much. At the drums, Tony Bang Bang Coleman. Tony Coleman, make it happen. Coleman.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Come up, all right, you've met him already, but I'd like you to really make sure that you remember. Fabulous dude, he's been with me 5 or 6 years now. Well, all of them have. Everybody, the baby of the group is the drummer. You might ask me, baby what, but I mean baby of the group, the drummer. The newest one, I mean. Everybody's been with me 4 or 5 years and more. My far right to start to say is James Bolden. James Boogaloo Bolden. James Bolden, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Last but not least, on the saxophones, ladies and gentlemen, our musical director, another fabulous young man. You make him happy, please, Mr. Eddie Senegal. Senegal!
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, we have, well, so much to make us happy about it. Seeing your beautiful faces out make us think of this other beautiful face that introduced the group a little while ago. And speaking of Miss Celeste Perry, how about a big hand for her? Let's make her happy from KYA. Give a big one, Miss Celeste. Thank you. We're, as I said earlier, so happy to have you with us. And I notice over to my left here, a young man that, well, he's my dentist. And I have to speak real nice of him because he's going to get a hold of me tomorrow afternoon, you know. How about it for Dr. and Mrs. Kosicek to my left? Give him a big hand. All right. Thank you. Old buddy of mine, Minor, how are you today? Give him a good one. He takes care of me always.
We love you, all of you. Thank you so much for being with us.
And Bruce, he was up here in the wall. I saw Bruce sitting over there a while. He took off over there. Anyway, that's our boss here at Paul and Mazan. And I tell you, they treat us good. You can tell this by looking at my size. You can tell. Thank you. We'll have a lot more for you after a while. Right now, we're going to take a little intermission. I do hope that you've been able to enjoy yourselves a bit up to this point because we've enjoyed you.
Thank you. We're going to take our mission and we'll
be back to see you after a little while. I hope you'll come back and be with us. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. We'll do it. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable Mr. B.B. King. Mr. B.B. King, ladies and gentlemen.
Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, wherever you'd lead me, I would surely follow. Babe, you put me through some pain and misery. Now you're standing at my doorstep, telling me how much you need me. Baby, ain't nobody home. How many times I begged for you to come home, but you laughed at me. You said, let me alone. Through my burning tears, baby, I saw you when you walked away. Now you're begging me to forgive you, but this time, baby, it's your turn to pay. Baby, ain't nobody home. Ain't nobody home. Girl, I just love you. There's no one else above you. Yeah, everything home. You can't come back here. Ain't nobody home. Once upon a time, when you went on your way, hope that I prayed that you'd come back someday. But time has made some changes, turned me upside down. Now you can beg me to forgive you, but this time, baby, you can turn right around. Baby, ain't nobody home. Ain't nobody home. You see, you hurt me one time too many. Ain't nobody home now, girl. I hear you knocking, baby. But ain't nobody home. Oh, you just appreciate me when you had me, baby. Ain't nobody home now, girl. You see, I've got me somebody else now, baby. Ain't nobody home.
Thank you. We love it. Thank you.
I sing the blues. Everybody wanna know why I sing the blues. I've been around a long time, I really take my dues. They stop the blues, they got me on a ship that was then spinning over me. And a lot more with the book. Everybody wanna know why I'm singing the blues. I've been around a long time, I really paid my dues. Played the ghetto flats, old enough. I heard the rats tell the bed bugs. Digging up the roaches to some, and everybody wanna know why I'm singing the blues. I've been around a long time, I really paid my dues just a half.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much.
I said all that because the big boss is here tonight, and maybe they'll make this an annual affair for us. I hope so. Thank you. I like to say to the boss, I usually don't do that. I don't usually do that. That's putting pressure on the boss. Don't do that, folks. Don't do that. Thank you. A little song for all of you, especially for you and the missus. Someone really loves you. Thank you. Guess who? Someone really cares. Yes. Something in your heart. Someone, oh, really cares, oh, really cares me.
But you know you ain't living here alone, it's too bad. Tokyo, but Africa too. Oh, I know. I never tried to make the news. I'm just a man that plays the blues.
Ain't many people can shake like Boogaloo.
You know,
but John Lee Hooker sent word by Pat while ago and said, you better do something over. And he's been a friend of mine for years, more years than I could tell, because one day I might get married. If I get married again, my wife may not want me if she know how long John Lee and I've been friends. Yeah. Anyway, this is the real gut bucket type here. Now, I enjoy playing them, but it's kind of like Paul Mazan. I don't play none of them before it's time. You know? Yeah, if we just play them all the time, well, then you might get tired of them. You know what I mean? So we don't want that to happen. So we want to give you a little taste of it every now and then. That's the only way we stay in business, too, you know what I mean? Yeah. Now, well, thank you. The first one, this is for you that don't keep up with this type of blues so much. I know somebody says, well, I know the blues. All of them sound just like anyway. Well, well, I guess you could be right, because 12 bars is 12 bars. But now, there are differences in the meanings. There are differences in the stories. It's kind of like a soap opera. They just continue. Continue. If you don't believe it, watch Young and Restless. I like Jack Abbott. You that don't keep up with soap operas don't know what I'm talking about. And that dude over there, way over there, one is hiding right there. That's Joe McClendon. He works with me. He the one, stick your hand up, Joe. He the one got me hooked. Yes. All right. The first one, as I started to say, ladies and gentlemen, this one is a guy, a lady, rather. She been hooked up with guys like a few I know. We don't get jobs that often, you know what I mean. And then, if you do get a job, then your lady has to work maybe like on the weekend. And that day you're off. And you have to be at the apartment or home by, you know, you're lucky enough to have a home, you know. There by yourself. At least you're supposed to be there by yourself. Well, she don't usually mind your old crony stopping in for a beer or something, but make sure the male cronies. Now, I said all that leading up to this, because a lady told me out there a while ago, she said, when you get up there, I want you to play a tune for my old man. I said, okay. And she was, you know, she had a bottle of wine. As long as she was feeding it to me, I didn't mind. I listened to everything she had to say. She said, let all the ladies know that in case you might be in my situation. That is, my old man is off this weekend. In fact, he was off last weekend and the weekend before that weekend. And I had to work. And she said, I have one of those friends that just like to just pop in on a Saturday when she know I have to go to work. And she don't call. She just stop in. I said, give me another drink and I'll listen. She said, then I happen to have one of those next door neighbors, the kind that just like to stop in and want to borrow some sugar. She the one comes in with a house coat on. That's the worst kind. She said, now, let them know that there's a lot of sugar cane grown in Louisiana. Let her go down there and she get all the sugar she wants. In so many words, ladies, she was saying that when you leave home, you should leave orders. Now, I don't mean to mess up none of these guys' good things, or fellas. I don't mean to meddle. This is my last day, and I want to get paid. But the lady was saying, the other lady looking at me like she said, you telling the truth. I know what you mean. Some of the lady over there with the dog says, hello, dear. How are you? Her fellas going to catch her when she get home. I know. Anyway, she said, when you leave home, leave orders, ladies. And your orders should sound like this. I don't want a soul, baby, hanging around my house when I'm not at home. Oh, I don't want a soul, baby. Fellas have known this a long time. Hanging around my house. Not at home, that means nobody. I don't want you to answer the door for nobody, baby. Oh, when you're home and you know you're all alone, I don't want your sister coming by because the girl, she talks too much. If she just happens to come by to see us, have a hug and meet us Sunday. Sunday down at the church. I don't want to slow anything. Hanging around my house when I'm not at home. I don't want you to answer the door by nobody, baby. You home, and you know you all alone. Now you might feel a little sick, baby, and you know you're home all alone. I don't want the doctor at my house, so you just suffer, suffer, suffer till I get home. Thank you. cut it off like that, that's to let you know I'm going into another. Now, here's a fellow that's really got a problem. He's really got a bad problem. If you ever been mistreated, then you know just what I'm talking about. If you ever been mistreated, people, then you know just what I'm talking about. You see, I worked 5 long years for a woman, and she had the nerve to put me out. Now, I don't want to say that too loud, ladies, because... Go ahead and tell them. I want to straighten out one more little thing, you see. Well, thank you. I want ladies to know that any song that I sing, I'm not picking on you. Any song I'm singing to whomever the shoe fits. So if it fits your old man, I want to get this straight. I want the ladies to be leaving and saying, well, I would like B.B. McGuire. He's always picking on us. But I'm not really. Any song that I sing, I'm singing about, as I said, whomever the shoe fits. And if it fits your old man, all you got to do is look at him. You know, let him know that it's him. And if he don't seem to get the message when you look at him, do like most ladies do. You get it. Yeah, you wake him up. Got a job at a steel mill, trucking steel like a slave. 5 long years every Friday, went straight home with all of my pay. Never been mistreated, people. Then you know just what I'm talking about. I tell you, I worked 5 long years for a woman, and she had the nerve to put me out. But you know, I finally learned a lesson I should have known a long time ago. The next woman that I marry, she got to work and bring in the dollar. Never been mistreated, people. You know just what I'm talking about. You know, I worked 5 long years for a woman, and she had the nerve to put me out. And she could be jiving too. Oh, nobody loves me but my mother. You love me? Thank you, baby. And she could be jiving too. Now you know why I act so funny with you, baby. Oh, when you do the things you do. I've got just one more. Can you stand one more down here? How about you guys? You think you can stand one more? These fellas done started looking long-faced at already. They're thinking about that trip we got to take down tomorrow. We're going to Europe today after tomorrow. This is my last evening, but I just love to have a little fun. And I, You forgive me, please. Will you forgive me? But I got one that don't like to fly when the weather's good. He don't like to fly when there's nothing happening but the airplane flying. You know, you can have, you know, Paul, my son, you can have everything that person can drink. And as much of it as he can drink, he still don't want to fly. And now with the problem we've been having, I'm about to lose my guitar player. Now I've got one at the keyboard. As long as you give him some Paul Mazon, he don't give a darn what they do. It's all right. It's kind of all right with a few of the others, but anyway, I just love to have a little fun. I know my keyboard player, it's all right with him, but a few of the guys are married too, you know, and be gone for a month, maybe 6 weeks, you know. Who knows? I don't think it's quite funny to some of the people either. We're gonna let it alone, guys. I will be a nice guy. I will go. I got a mind to give up living. And go shopping. I said I've got a good mind to give up living and go shopping instead. To pick up me a tombstone, oh, and be pronounced dead. When I read your letter this morning, baby, that was in your place in bed. Oh, when I read your letter this morning, baby, that was in your place in bed. That's when I decided the little red. Thank you.
no use in looking for me, baby. I am a hoping to get me back. She said it's no use. No use in looking for me, baby. I am a hoping. She said, because it's all over now, baby. Hey, baby. And you can bet on that. Attend church all day Sunday and come back home and raise.
How many did we get? How many? Well, no. You didn't get nobody? I'm going to give them another chance. One more chance. I think I'm going to have to cut the piano player. Can't pick on the audience, so I got to pick on somebody. All right, okay.
If I attend church all day Sunday.
That's all right, that's better.
And come back home and raise.
They listening, they listening, they got it, they got it.
All day Monday. You know it ain't. Oh, it ain't nobody's business. What I do. If one day we have ham and bacon, and the next day ain't nothing shaken. What I do. If my baby said, B, I ain't got no money, I reach in my pocket to take all of mine, honey. You know it ain't nobody's business. What I do. Ain't nothing I can say. Oh, nothing I can do. For what people don't criticize me, but I'm gonna do just what I want to anyway. That is me and my baby bust and fight, and the next minute everything is alright. No, it ain't nobody's business what I do. Thank you.
The King of the Blues, B.B. King, live at the Paul Masson Mountain Winery on the American Jazz Radio Festival.
When love met you, I thought I could just
wrap you around my finger. But you changed that. Now I find that I'm wrapped around your finger. And you know something? I lie.
I want you again, baby. Cause you know I'm so far in, so far in to one of those nights. Hey, one of those nights when love happens right in its hand. What you do to my heart, woman, your wonders don't end. And it's one of those nights, one of those nights again.
Thank you.
But she's my baby, and I love her just the same. I'm crazy about my baby, cause Caledonia is her name. Caledonia, Caledonia, what make your big head so hard? Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much.
We thank you.
This evening, baby, one that ain't never been told. I went to work the other day, but I thought that I'd double back. And that car I saw sitting in the front of my door looked like a brand new Cadillac. And I ain't got none now, baby. I think you've been cheating on me. I believe to my soul, baby, that you've given me some outside help that I don't think I really need. The Iceman came by this morning, and you know he didn't leave no ice. The postman came by later, baby, and it didn't even ring twice. Hey! I think you're cheating on me, baby. I think you're running out on me. I believe to my soul, baby, that you've given me some outside help that I don't think I really need. Now I want you to tell the Iceman the next time he better leave some ice. And I want you to tell the postman he better ring more than twice. And when I come home from work in the evenings,
there'll still be some groceries on the shelf. And I want you to tell that slick insurance man that he better write some insurance on himself.
Thank you. quicksand, starting to sink. So tired of stressing that my mind can barely think. Don't know where I'm going, Lord, I don't know what I'm gonna do. My fuel supply is finished, ain't nothing left to burn. Need someone to help me, but I don't know which way to turn. I know I don't have much of a choice. I'll go out of my mind, high into the night. Spending it over here. Got to have some peace and quiet so I can find myself again. They ask me what's the matter. Hey, I don't know what to say. People all around me, but I'm so alone. Guess they'd like to help me, but I have to do it on my own. I know I don't have much of a choice. I'll go out of my mind. Into the we'll be right back.
If it's not obvious enough, you've been listening to B.B. King and the Band, recorded live by KUOP of Stockton, California, in Saratoga, California, at the Paul Masson Mountain Winery. B.B. King.